Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, that's us. And on the line, we've got Jodie Maguire from Think Performance Psychology. Good morning, Jodie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Splendid, ma'am. Splendid.
Excellent. Excellent. How are you going?
Oh, really well. Term started well. The weather's been relatively good. No complaints.
That's good. Excellent. You know, I used to have a boss that used to say, you go, hey, Richard, how are you? And he'd go, I can't complain. Not that anyone would listen if I did. Every day. Every single day. Yeah. And
probably
then I stopped listening to anything he said and I quit. No, that's not true. That's not true. Jodie, what are we talking about today? We're talking about kids and sport.
We are. So I just wanted to start a general conversation today and get us thinking, because it's that time of year where our two biggest grassroots sports, football and netball, are well underway and we're about 3 weeks in. So it's really important that we start a bit of a conversation around, I'm going to start with parent behaviour and what we can do on the sidelines. And,
good.
You know, you laugh then, Dan, because you've obviously seen something.
I have. Archer hasn't gotten into the team sport yet, but I could imagine that I will be somewhere in the middle ground of aggressive but also patient, hopefully. Maybe,
yeah.
We'll see.
And it's true, right? All of us as parents want our kids to enjoy the sport, get a fair go, have an opportunity, go out and have fun. But something happens to us as adults and as parents watching our kids on the sideline in team sports where we decide to start refereeing and to start coaching. And we forget the good job, the well done, the keep going, great effort. We forget that part of it. And most of that's driven by frustration. But what we need to understand is it's really, really unhelpful for our kids, particularly those in that sort of 8 through to 16 zone. It's really important that we are encouraging, allow them to use sport for all its good things, to get fit, to have fun, to learn teamwork, to problem solve. If they're having a problem, we've got to help them, let them go out there and try to problem solve it for themselves, because it's a great platform for us to learn to let our kids grow and thrive in group environments.
Yeah, look, I totally hear what you're saying, and I know as a parent, you know, you want the best for your kids and you can't help but give them parent advice. But what is it? What do you think some of the negatives would be for the kids, Joe, if you are finding yourself doing all those sort of call-outs and all of that kind of thing?
It's a really good question, because it's often hidden. So one of the things that we know is when we jump in the car to or from and we're critical of the coach or the kids, our kids go back to school or back to the team environment and they repeat what we've role modelled to them, so they can be critical of their coach, they can stop listening, they can start being disrespectful. And we know that age is also really challenging for friendships. So if us as parents have said something critical of someone else in the team or mentioned favouritism or effort or any of those kind of things, our kids may carry that into their team environment or their playground, not really meaning it, but because we've said it and they've heard it, and they may be trying to deal with court time or not getting a go. So that's probably the biggest thing that is dangerous for our kids, but also taking away that ability for them to have fun, which is critically important in a post-COVID world.
Absolutely. Do you see similar things with your grown-up big boy professional athletes?
It's a great question. I work with both men's and women's teams, and certainly in the pathways, there's still a lot of parents who are very heavily invested in their children's sport, and so they're quite involved in one of two ways, really positively, by volunteering or by helping out. But still some of them are worried about court time and their children getting a go and why aren't they picked in top teams and things. And so that chatter can continue in older sports. I see it less in professional sports, but occasionally there are times that you still do see overly invested parents.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not helpful even at that age.
No, it wouldn't be. It really wouldn't be. And what about the like from a kid's point of view, what could they be doing?
So kids can say to mum and dad, "I love it when you cheer me on." So if any kids are listening and you're struggling with this, say to mum and dad before a game, I love it when you come to watch and I love it when you cheer me on and say good things. Or you can say to them, mum, I noticed you were yelling, or dad, I noticed you were yelling out some coaching instructions to me today. Do you mind if you just cheer and clap? Because sometimes we need that reminder from our kids. And if we open that door and allow them to have that conversation with us, it's much better for them.
Absolutely. Like it's so easy to just fall into the parent trap. But thanks so much for that encouraging conversation. And I think there would be a lot of people that would take something away from that today, Jo. So thanks so much.
Brilliant. Stay well.
Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, family, another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.